Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
He's calling us live from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner, Cascadia 125, legendary Valley OTR driver, Mr. Big Willie himself. Welcome back, sir, to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. I'm doing great today. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better. I'm so happy. I'm so positive. Sunshine and rainbows are pouring out of my ears. So what's my sources tell me that you had an ugly incident involving somebody working with the water department. Is that right?
Oh, the Guernsey County Water Department. He called me. He's going to be the rudest guy I've ever talked to. The people at work that came out was nice. I came home early Wednesday. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take a day off, get home early Wednesday. I took Thursday off. She calls me on my way home and says, hey, the water department guy's shutting the water off. I said, well, pay the bill. She goes, no. She goes, there's a water break, the little diamond spinning. And I said, all right, well, shut it off. I said, you ain't going to ask permission. Shut it off. So he shut it off. So I had an ITR or whatever, so one of the companies, I don't know who we use or whatever we got. ITR, anyhow, $280. I got a mini excavator delivered, and I dug up beside the line because it's like the second time that I had to dig it up. And then I called Mr. Deep Pockets because I know he has an account at Famous Supply under Goodnight Construct. Goodnight Construction. If anybody wants free stuff, no, I'm joking. Anyhow, I called over there, called him, and he said, yeah, give whatever you want. Just put it on my tab. I said, great. Anyhow, I dug the water line up, got a shovel, got down in there, and I seen the water leaking. Well, their end popped off, and I had this huge hole, and water started shooting up in the air, and the whole thing filled up with a big pool. So I called their phone lines, and guess what? Their phone lines don't work. So the phone line don't work. So I had to call the dispatcher for the 911 center. They finally get a hold of somebody. They come out, shut it off. Long story short, they fixed both sides of it, right? They're the professionals. They're the water department. So turn around. Filled it all in, graded it, and they got their equipment. So out of curiosity, me and my little five-year-old walk out there, my five-year-old girl, we, yeah, the dirt's all tamped up, you know, like punched up. So we're tamping it with our feet, and I noticed water coming up around the meter again. And I was like, well, I'll be darned. So I took the meter cover off because I know how to, and looked down in, it's full of water again. So I said, huh. So I looked at that, took a bucket, laid it on the ground again, dumped, did all the water out, scooped it out. The diamond's not spinning, so it's on their side again, I think. I think there was something running when he looked at ours, and my wife didn't know. Christy, well, common law married wife, whatever you want to call it, but anyhow. So the diamond wasn't spinning, so I called a guy, and he goes, oh, you're the guy that ripped the meter out when you was excavating the water line. And I said, no. I said, your guy ripped the meter out when he was excavating it. I said, I was using the shovel, and I said, you know, that water line I think was leaking on your side to begin with. And he goes, well, it sure didn't rip itself out. And I said, well, maybe you need to talk to your guy. I said, I was in the hole with the shovel with Christy. She seen it. I jumped out of the hole because I was getting soaking wet. And he goes, well, it don't just happen by itself, but I say that, and I said, so I had a few choice words for him, and basically I told him that water could run. If I see a water break from now on, I don't give a rat's patootie. If it's shooting 50 feet in the air, I'm going to drive right by, maybe take a free shower and wash the car, but I'm not calling him for anything. I guarantee I don't ever call him again. So anyhow, I just thought it was so disrespectful and rude. And, I mean, I helped his own guy, you know, put the dirt back and stuff. It ain't like I'm some dumb guy. I mean, I wouldn't do it if I didn't know what I was doing, I guess. I don't know. YouTube has everything nowadays. Anyhow, so then I get this other excavator from the great company Sunbelt over in Cambridge, Ohio, from my buddy Beaver, and his brother drives truck here, Beaver Jr., and they're from up around New Philly. And I've been doing a ton of excavation work at my property, cleared out a bunch of woods. So a 16-year-old girl, she goes out, the volleyball great, Maisie, that says she has a few choice words for you one day. She said she will call in and take care of Dimitri. And she just texted me and said that crown falling off your head isn't the only thing that fell off top of your head. So anyhow, she finds a little snake over there. And she picks the snake up, and she walks towards her mom. And you would think somebody got killed. And this thing, she starts screaming. It's a little tiny 6-inch snake. So my 5-year-old and 7-year-old come over. They pet the snake. Everything's fine. So they put it in the woods. They take the little snake and put it on the neighbor's property, and they shoo it. So we wanted to go up to my neighbor's. We don't want it on our property. So snakes are, free. Well, I don't know. Snakes ain't like immigrants. They can go wherever they want. So anyhow, till they get killed. Anyhow, so yesterday, I'm out there, and I'm moving the excavator, and I'm moving a log. I don't know how this snake got back, but it was on the log. So I said, hey, Christy, I said, can you put a piece of wood on the back side of this log so it don't run over the hill? And she goes, sure. So I got the bucket there, and I said, no, right behind the bucket. And, man, she screamed bloody murder, and she said, you know what? She goes, she picked the snake up, and I can't stand snakes. She come over to the excavator, and I said, don't you dare. She goes, I'm going to throw this snake in that cab of that excavator. She goes, you need to cut your crap. And she goes, I'm going to throw it in there. I said, please don't do that. I said, because I'll have to get out of here and run and scream like a big girl, and everybody will think you're beating me up. So anyhow, the long story short, which is long again, she didn't throw it on me. The kids come out. They held the snake. Yeah, so we don't want them to be scared of snakes like their dad is. So, I could tell you a story why I don't touch snakes. My buddy Danny over at DT Truck Repair in Zanesville, Ohio, just ordered a new Chevy, Denali, GMC Denali Expedition, whatever it is, with a diesel engine. It come from Texas. So he has his wife pull his Cadillac in and switch over her stuff from the Cadillac to the new GMC Denali. He calls me, he goes, Richard, he said, Big Willie, he calls me Big Willie, too. So he says, you ain't going to believe what happened. I said, what? He goes, I finally got her in this new GMC Denali with a diesel motor. She's switching her stuff over. It came on a train from Texas. He says, she starts screaming. He says, I thought something happened to one of my kids. He said, I run over, and a rattlesnake fell out of the dang brand-new GMC that came from Texas. He said that thing stood up in the air and looked at him, and he hit it like Babe Ruth with a shovel. He said, that's my story about Danny and DT Truck Repair in Zanesville, Ohio, that I can't mention. But anyhow, I'm up at the Highlands, which sounds like high winds. But I'm up at the Highlands for their reptile convention. And this lady and the kids and me, and I took one of my Amish buddies, and he don't like snakes, Andrew. And we're up there standing, and she's like, do you want to touch this snake? And I was like, heck no, I'm not touching that snake. And Andrew's like, no, I'm good. And she goes, well, here's this white one. It's pretty. It's an albino, and it's never bit anybody. God, swear to God, true story. I said, I thought about it, and I said, no, I'm good. And right when I was thinking about doing it, the white albino snake turned around and bit her right on the hand. There was 4 or 5 people standing there, and I said, now that's why Big Willie don't trust anybody, and I don't trust anybody that has snakes and say that snakes don't bite. There's no way in H-E double hockey sticks that I'm going to touch a snake just for the fun of it. Makes zero sense. Hey, let's put a boa constrictor in the house and a python. It'll be cool. Yeah, it might be cool for you, but don't invite Big Willie to your house anytime soon. because when I see it, it'll be the last time we have a conversation, and I'm not coming to your house. I think I just took a breath right there. I got to take a drink. Go ahead, Demetri. What do you got for me?
Are you going to take any of those snakes to the water department?
No. Well, I should have put them in the water meter. That's a great idea.
There's still time.
I can't do it now. I'll get in trouble. Someone happened to one of them, I'd be in big trouble. Anyhow, then the wife said she wanted a new dishwasher. And I said, well, if you just do something, we need one. But I said, what's her name? She didn't like that either. So my weekend was real interesting. You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, back on planet Earth, how are you still alive?
Am I still alive?
Yeah. After all of this, I would say about a half dozen people had a really good cause to just take you out. How are you still alive on a Monday morning after all of this?
If it's just a half dozen people, then I'm blessed, Demetri. And I want to thank those few people that didn't kill me yet.
You should thank them a lot, I got to tell you. So where does it stand now with the water in your house? Has it been fixed, resolved, or what?
Oh, no, this is the best part. I forgot out the best part. I go down and I'm leveling out my property, and there's these two little streams that come down. And I'm cleaning them out for the ditch for the spring. There's a pond up above because we got a bunch of water or lakes around us. And for some reason, the Great Water Department has a one-inch line sticking above ground on the rocks. And, of course, what's the old Big Willie do? He hits it. Water shoots up in the air. I say, you got to be kidding me. So now I'm thinking I got to call this guy back. And I'm thinking, this sucks. Well, it's not. It's the neighbors. Well, the neighbor just bought this house. He sells weed to him, and he was chill. I don't know why, but he says, I said, all right. So we shut it. I shut his water off, ran over to Orange Hardware in Cambridge, got the fittings. The guy over there told us he didn't have the fittings, but apparently he don't know what he's talking about because Big Willie found him. And we fixed the water line because you can't buy 12 inches. You got to buy a 100-foot roll. So great idea on their part. You know, get them for all they got. You know what I mean? Must be Democrats. Anyhow, so I got the water line, got the thing fixed. I didn't have to call the water department guy back. But update on the water meter situation, it's still not me leaking. My diamond is not spinning. And their side is full of water, and I could care less. I hope it runs all day long. I hope it ran all weekend. I'm not calling them back. I don't give a crap. I might put some dog poo in there later. That way it has that, like a little dog poo septic tank in their water meter. But anyhow, I'm not doing that. But anyhow, he was totally rude about it. I don't care if he comes back. I hope the water runs all the time. But that's the problem. They're so dumb. They can't even see water leaking out of the main road. It's been there for a month now, water pouring out, and we're in a drought. But they think a new spring popped up in the middle of the road. No, it's water pouring out. Hello? Hello? They must work for the city of Shadyside. Maybe they need this Erica chick to go over there and teach them how to be an operations manager. Yeah, like she does so good in Shadyside. Yeah, maybe they'll get some stuff done. Doesn't she live in West Virginia? I don't understand that one. Oh, it's an appointed position. That's right. Not voted on. Anyhow, I might know a little something. But God bless you, Demetri. Hey, free speech is not free when you're Jimmy Kimmel on ABC and getting paid by a company. So everybody says that Trump getting fired can kiss it because he didn't get him fired. Jimmy Kimmel got fired for saying something derogatory about somebody that died on live TV. ABC fired him. It's not free speech when you work.